Well, we better start thinking about the Olympics because, you know, we're only 80 days away, 80 days away from Rio. And for hundreds of Aussies, they're counting down to what will be one of the biggest moments of their entire lives. Because the chance to represent your country on the world stage, how wonderful would that be? It is something only people like myself and you would dream of. And as we're about to find out, the time, energy and commitment that our athletes put into their sport, well, it's just insane. There's no other way to describe it. Genevieve Horton is one of those incredible athletes. She broke a world record when she was at school in year 11 on the 2,000-metre row perfect erg machine. She then broke the same record again in her final year of school. She first appeared on the world stage at an elite level in 2013, rowing in the women's eight. And aged 18 years and 77 days, she broke another record, becoming the youngest Aussie to win an international world rowing gold medal, beating the invincible USA crew, who hadn't lost, by the way, for 7 years. Incredible stuff. Later that year, she became a junior world champion in the women's pairs. And now, aged 21 years old, she heads to Rio as the youngest in our Australian rowing team with the hope of winning gold in the women's double scull. What an experience ahead of her. Genevieve Horton joins me on the line right now. Hello there, Genevieve.
Hi, Chris. How are you going?
I'm doing very well. 21. You've had the life of a 40-year-old.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I feel like I've just been living my life in fast forward over the past 4 years, but it's been an amazing journey, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen, as you say, over the next 80 days.
Yeah, how exciting. Now, most of the women you're rowing with and competing against would be in their 20s and 30s, wouldn't they?
Yeah, so the majority of the women we have are in their mid-20s, and then we've got girls who are coming into their 30s as well. So we've got quite a wide age range.
Because the key understanding was in rowing, as I understood it, is that you only sort of hit your peak when you're 30.
Yeah, so I guess it depends how long your body's going to be able to put out that all the energy that you needed to. And so for women, we're lucky that we can peak a bit later than the men, so we can keep our careers going for a bit longer.
Yeah, you could really hit the heights here in Rio because your rowing partner is actually a two-time Olympian, is that right?
Yeah, so Sal's quite a seasoned competitor. She rowed in Beijing and in London in the women's eight, so she's been to the games before. She's done the experience. So I think when we turn up this time, I guess in our crew we'll have a bit of an aura of experience, and we're not going to get too spooked or anything by the whole circus.
Yeah, isn't that fantastic? All right, why rowing? Why not another sport?
I think it just struck a chord with me when I started rowing and I went out down at Iron Cove in Sydney. I think just being out on the water and just something completely different, it just kind of swept me off my feet, and I think I fell in love from the first time that I got into a boat.
Wow.
I think it just stuck with me, and I think once I started getting a bit more success, that kind of just stay with me, and I decided I didn't want to quit.
Well, your training schedule would have to be now, 80 days out, about as grueling as it gets. Give us an idea of an average week or per day, firstly.
So for us, every morning except for two, so we get two mornings off a week, we're on the water.
At what time?
Luckily only 7:30 when we're training down in Canberra, but if it's in Sydney, then it's about 5:30 on the water. So we're being pretty lucky down there. And then we try and get through about 24 Ks in the first session, and then we'll hop off for an hour, have something to eat, because we get pretty hungry from all that roaring, and then we'll hop on again and try and pump out another 12 Ks or so. And then go back, have lunch, try and get some sleep, because we're pretty exhausted by then. Or some of us are working, doing uni, whatever we can fit in the few hours between, and then we'll be back on the rowing machines in the afternoon or lifting weights in the gym or out riding the bike. That will go for another couple of hours. So it takes up a lot of the day and it makes them go by pretty quickly, but I think it's a pretty enjoyable way to live, just to be able to get out every day, spend time in the sun, in the fresh air.
Yeah, so I really enjoy it. Yeah, of all the sports, when you think about it, this is such an outdoor sport, and not just, you know, on land, it's also on water. You're out there all the time. And you're receiving some support, Australian rowing team, I mean, is receiving some support from Gina Reinhardt, is that right?
Yeah, that's true. So she has a foundation called the Georgina Hope Foundation, and this year she's sponsoring a few sports, and we were lucky enough to be one of those sports that's getting sponsored, which has really allowed us to just take our training up a notch, because in that way we've got the support where we don't have to be going and working between sessions. We can recover properly, and it allowed us to do our camp in Canberra.
Excellent.
As well. So it's been amazing support from Mrs. Reinhardt.
Wow. I've always wondered about rowers, about hitting the wall of pain and how you get through the wall of pain when your shoulders and your elbows and your wrists are just burning. How do you get through that to enable yourself to keep going?
Oh, I think that's a question that I'm still trying to answer myself, but I think a lot of it with that at that point of the race, that's where passion comes into it, and you just really have to think about why you're there, why you want to be there, and place, you kind of have to look at yourself from outside the race and think about, do you want this more than any of the other competitors? And that's where you kind of get the extra edge, when you can really just tap into everything that's inspired you, everything that's kept you going, your family, your friends. That's where you get the little extra inch.
Wow. So from here, you're flying out tonight, as I understand it, and your first stop is Italy on the way to Rio.
Yes. So we have our European training base over there in a small town called Gavarate, which is about an hour from Milan. And that's like a second home for us, really. We've been training there every year, and all the locals up in the little town know us. So we'll be spending a lot of time over there.
The Aussies are here.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. They love us there, hopefully.
Yeah. And then after Italy?
So we have a second World Rowing World Cup in Lucerne. Uh-huh. So that's about 2 weeks from now. And then we head back to Italy, train again. Then we head over to Poznan for the final Rowing World Cup, which is, I guess, the final test event before the games. So we have a little race there, kind of get a bit of a feel of what the competition's like, and then we go back to Italy and we train for quite a long block, for 6 weeks, and it does go very quickly, though.
Yeah.
And then we head over to Rio about a week before we're due to start competing.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And then to be part, at 21 years of age, part of the Olympic Games, outside of rowing, who's the individual in the Olympic movement you're very keen to be in the same room with?
I think it would have to be Usain Bolt. I think, yeah, that's one that goes without a doubt, because he's just a phenomenal athlete. I think just even being able to stand next to him, because just the way he's built and how fast he can go, I think he's the man. So I would love to meet him.
The way he's built. I thought you'd throw that in. That'd be he is incredibly well built, isn't he?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Genevieve, I wish you all the very best. The journey is a long one, I know, but it begins in earnest when you jump on that plane tonight, and you have the support, no doubt, of most of my listeners here who are listening to this interview. And thank you so much for finding time for us this afternoon.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Chris.
All the very best. Genevieve Horton, how's that? What an experience. And she stands a really good chance of getting a medal. Remember that name. Put it in the memory bank.
Smithy, when we used to go to the gym, we don't go much now, but yeah. I used to do a bit of rowing on the rowing machine.
I last 2 minutes always and collapse.
That's exactly how much I could last, 2 minutes.
Two minutes.
That's all. And I never got to the end. You know how you're supposed to race yourself and try and get to the end? I got about halfway down. I was nearly vomiting.
Yeah, it's a vomitron. That's what the rowing machine is. It's a vomitron.
It is incredible. Yeah. Just the oars are heavy. Incredible. The training must just be ridiculous.
Yes.
To get that fit.
Cruel.
Mm.
Good luck to Genevieve Horton, one of our rowers, the youngest in the rowing team. 20 minutes after 2.